The word of God, the breathed word on the page, I'm telling you, it's full of knowledge for you, me, and for every day. And when you read each paragraph, stop and ask yourself, not only what does it say, but what does it mean to me? How is this relevant in my life? And you're going to be amazed at the inspired word of God and how it is fully intended, as the scripture says, to encourage, instruct, rebuke us. Listen, the angel of the Lord appeared to the mother of Samson. Now, listen to this story. And the Bible tells us she was a woman who could not have children, or so she thought. And the angel came to tell her that she would indeed have a child, and that this child would be, listen, set apart for service to God. You know, clearly in our life, we may think we can't have children, or we're not qualified for a particular job, or we'll never get that house, whatever it is. We may even think we can't be cured of an illness, but this story tells us differently. God is in control over your life, and He will be the one to determine your future. So, but what does it mean to be set apart for the work of God? I think we are each called to be a service to Him, and that each one of us have been set apart to lead a life worthy of the calling. Now, as a Nazarene, Samson was, he was not to cut his hair, he was not to drink alcohol, he was not to touch a dead body. There were certain things he was not allowed to do. But how is God calling each of us to be set apart? It may not to be to let your hair grow and not cut it, but I'll bet it's to lead a holy life worthy of His purpose for you. And that can involve loving Him with all your heart and loving our neighbors as ourselves. It may also mean you got to surrender your weaknesses to Him so that He will be pleased in your dependence on His strength and might. And we will be asked to repent of our sins and live each day in prayer and each day in worship, seeking Him, His guidance, His mercy, His grace. Don't miss the lesson in Judges chapter 13, verse 5. Listen, the boy is to be a Nazarite, set apart to God from birth. And He will begin the deliverance of Israel from the hands of the Philistines. Samson was to begin the deliverance of Israel. It wasn't until King David that the opposition was completely crushed. So we each are called to be set apart for the kingdom of God. Be faithful in following Him, even if you don't see the end result of your call. And it might be that you have been set aside to begin a process that will culminate at a later time and place. We don't know that. We're not called to be successful. We're called to be obedient. And while you may not see the fruit of your work, you are essential in a plan far greater than you can imagine. Lord, forgive us when we fall short. And while we don't deserve to be set aside, we praise Your name that You would choose us. Lord, let us be worthy of the calling. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.